flying pterodactyls
in black
weird
now.
Cities.
I'll
and
kick in $20 if they can raise the dough.
And they ride dinosaurs
what I was
down there.
I guess I'll say it again. Tropes that it shows up a lot.
Nazis on the moon.
Nazis on the moon. Hitler on dinosaurs. Cowboys on dinosaurs. I took pictures of cowboys on dinosaurs. I took pictures of the subgenius dinosaurs and the subgenius cowboys.
Yes, we don't like to talk about that much.
Stamp. You know, there's just these images that somehow are popping up in the culture.
On the
right
dinosaur
as we
early on
start
was
this.
A early motif.
Frankly, I wonder whether people are even interested in this stuff enough to justify the great amount of attention we give it.
Because of the
whether it's that or something else, my own interest is beginning to lag.
What about our army at war and Star Spangled Combat, where GIs constantly did fight dinosaurs?
Yes, they did. They fought dinosaurs all through the Second World War. But I know of a way to get my own interest again. Light up and live. Actually, those cartoonists at the tattoo parlor have some good stuff.
Well, they'll stone you when you're trying to be so good. They'll stone you just like they said they would. They'll stone you when you're trying to go home. Then they'll stone you when you're there all alone. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. Well, they'll stone you when you're walking on the street.
Yes, sir.
They'll stone you when you're trying to keep your seat. They'll stone you and then they'll say good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah, but I would not feel so all alone.
Alone.
Everybody must get stoned.
Yeah. Oh, I've got the fatties for Michael Pepe tomorrow night.
Come back again. They'll stone you when you're riding in your car. They'll stone you when you're playing your guitar.
What guitar?
Yes, but I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. All right. going home. They'll stone you and then say they are brave. They'll stone you and you're sent down in your grave. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get
Louis' lower level, gone forevermore. There one would constantly hear that
particular song.
It would happen, and it would happen again.
Those lurid Charles Bureau covers, those were just
crime
so
comics.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Destroyed forever by the Kefauver Commission.
Yeah.
It was against the rules to
get
have the word weird
someday
on a comic book cover or show Law Defeated, Inside of Thigh. I mean, there was a whole list of things that
right.
could not
crime
be shown
anywhere.
Crime
suspense stories, yeah. no
the
more
The word
though.
Crime itself could not be on the cover of a comic book.
But particularly words that were used by EC Comics,
have a whole
who
big
they
collection
wanted to
of
destroy.
A digital version of those crime suspense stories. They're awesome.
Oh, wow. Those were wonderful. Those were EC crime suspense stories. Were. But there were the Charles Bureau ones, though, were a lot meaner in
yeah,
a way.
Crime, they, that was
and
just
they
crime,
were called out by yeah. Dr. Frederick yeah. Wortham. And
they
his,
were supposed to
his
be
book,
cautionary tales
the,
showing you that
innocent.
Crime does not pay. And so
but
on.
They reveled
that
in
was the
showing
panel, and the rest
hideous
of the whole story
diseases
was the gangster
and
running amok and doing
of gangsters poking out people's eyes and drowning them and strangling and crushing and burning.
You can join it for free, and they've got thousands and thousands of public domain comic books. You know, after a certain number of years, these comic books pre a certain era
but
can
these,
all be put on the internet now.
No,
these
Lord,
comic books
never have time to do anything.
Are actually
once I discover that
sacred documents. They contain important things, truths, revelations. They naturally emanate from them as a source of popular culture, and the less conscious they are of what they're doing, the more of it is emitted to educate, or as some would say, subvert an entirely new generation. And this generation tries to find salvation. Salvation from a pill. Then, there was the case of the giant Humbaba. This is not the same gigantic humaniform as Stumbo the Giant, misrepresented in Harvey Comics. But what was the giant Humbaba like? He guards the mountain cedars in that pieced-together Assyrian epic, Gilgamesh. Gilgamesh may be the world's oldest poem. Now, there's a wonderful edition I could recommend. George Burkhardt attempted to reconstruct it. And from his German version, published in Wiesbaden in 1952, I will read this passage. Enkidu swung his axe and cut down one of the cedars. An angry voice rang out. Who has entered my forest and cut down one of my trees? Then they saw Humbaba himself coming. He had the paws of a lion and a body covered with horny scales. His feet had the claws of a vulture, and on his head were the horns of a wild bull. His tail and male member each ended in a snake's head with a flickering tongue. In one of the later cantos of the Epic of Gilgamesh, we are introduced to creatures called men scorpions, who stand guard at the gate of the mountain Mashu. Its twin peaks are as high as the wall of heaven, and its paps reach down to the underworld. It is into this mountain that the sun goes down at night, and from which it returns at dawn. The man-scorpion is human in the upper part of its body, while its lower part ends in a scorpion's tail. Now, this half-human, half-creature is something that the old gods used to play with, for it occurs in many variations across a spectrum of mythologies. For example, the centaur, human, and equine together is certainly a good example. And the griffin, of which we have often had an interest in describing. The griffin is, according to, let's go to Sir Thomas Malory's description, it is a falcon in the front, some would say an eagle, a lion in the body, after you get past the forelegs, which are actually the hind legs of the falcon, and the interesting part, which is rarely shown except in heraldry, where it is accurate, the tail of a serpent. Thus the name Falco Leonis Serpentis. But the man-scorpion, one of many who guard the entrance to that mountain, is, or may be likened to, the first king of Athens, Cecrops. Cecrops had a good administration. People were happy under his reign. But he did have the peculiarity of being a dragon from the waist down. He had a human on top of that, but he had the serpentiform dragon's body, clawed feet, scales, a long tail with a sting at the end, and that's just, you know, people would put up with a lot in those days in return for security and safety from marauding others. They'd put up with more than a funny-looking king, especially if that king were a good king, as he was supposed to be. The Athenians could check on how things were going geopolitically by consulting a special sacred well. In times of peace, the well's water would be pure and perfectly fit to drink, but during times of war, or threatening echoes and rumors of war, the well would have undrinkable water run to salt. Thanks for the memories, the gardens at Versailles, and beef and kidney pie. How lovely that was. We said goodbye with a highball, and I got as high as a steeple. But we were intelligent people. That's life, I guess. I love your dress. Twenty-two centuries before the Christian era, the good emperor Yu the Great, actually I suppose they would pronounce it more Yu the Great, well I'll just say Yu, I'm an ignoramus, what do I know, I prefer to say Yu to Yu, but is that really that important? I was going to say this emperor had traveled and he measured with his steps the nine mountains, the nine rivers, and the nine marshes. And he divided the land into nine provinces, fit for virtue, Gesundheit, and agriculture. In this way, he held back the waters that threatened to flood heaven and earth, and left us this account of his public works. This is from the ancient sources. I will read it. I mounted my four conveyances, carts, boats, sledges, and spiked shoes, and all along the hills hewed dawn the woods at the same time, along with Yi, showing the multitudes how to get flesh to eat. I opened passages, pardon me, for the streams throughout the nine provinces and conducted them to the sea. I deepened the channels and canals and conducted them to the streams at the same time, along with Chu, sowing grain and showing the multitudes how to procure the food of toil in addition to flesh meat. Historians tell us that the manner in which he divided his territory was revealed to him by a supernatural or sacred tortoise that appeared, rising from the bed of a river. This enormous testudiform had implacable eyes and a magisterial appearance, causing all who saw it to... What's the matter here? What trouble? There seems to be... All right. I don't know if this will stay. They can't silence the voice of the truth. Well, maybe. Fooey poodle squat. I can't keep holding this microphone by hand all through the rest of the show. Let me see if I can just take my hand off, and then I can continue boring the bejesus out of the listeners. But I have to be very, very careful. Oh, yes. Now, if I don't touch this... I don't know. I just don't know, you know? I know, but you know, you never know. So, anyway, no touch microphone. I get it. But we were speaking of the mother of tortoises. Now I have spoken in other scenes and settings of various giant testudinates, some mythological, like the ones who in certain cosmogonies support the cosmos itself on their broad-shelled backs. But, on the other hand, if one goes at it scientifically, giant sea turtles existed in the dinosaur age, in the prehistoric past, and more to the point, according to Professor Heuvelmans, who has collected the lore and anecdotes of people who have seen strange creatures at sea, reports that one of the strange creatures which people regularly see and have always reported is this enormous swimming turtle. Huge. Of an unbelievable size. In the Middle Ages, it was called Fastatokalon, and it was thought that the purpose of this creature in nature was to show the wiles of Satan as an example, because people would often get out of their ships and walk on the shell, and then the creature would dive and the people would be drowned, the ships would be wrecked, and it was all how Satan lures you. That was the idea. But in the case of the mother of tortoises, historians tell us that the emperor, the Emperor Yu the Great, divided his territory into nine segments, as I said. And the reason he did was he was advised by this supernatural turtle, or the account says tortoise. But of course, a tortoise and a turtle are a different thing, and this one came out of the river. What about this mother of tortoises, this incredible supernatural being? There are those who claim that this amphibious creature, the mother of all tortoises, was made of water and fire. Others attribute a less common substance to it, starlight of the constellation Sagittarius. On the tortoise's shell could be read a cosmic treatise called the Hong Fan, or Universal Rule, or a diagram made of black and white dots of the nine subdivisions of that treatise. To the Chinese, the heavens are hemispherical and the earth quadrangular. And so, in the tortoise, with its curved upper shell and flat lower shell, they find an image or model of the world. Moreover, tortoises share in cosmic longevity. It is therefore fitting that they should be included among the spiritually endowed creatures, together with the unicorn, the dragon, the phoenix, the tiger, and that crowd, and that soothsayers read the future in the pattern of the shells of these creatures. And actually, how the tortoise got the shell does present a quasi-teleological problem in evolutionary science. How does an animal get inside its own rib cage? That certainly took some mutating, but it has been a very successful bow plan or bio design. Fan Ki, or tortoise spirit, is the name of the creature that revealed the Hong Fan to the emperor.
That's true, and that's the unfun of all of this. It doesn't matter. It's moving on, and you can get so much more for your money now. And a footnote, but there was nothing like holding that stinky comic in your hand at your friend's house, because at my house, comics were bare bulk.
You yes, huge comics. Pile on the bed or somewhere of Superman comics.
Yeah, go to Digital Comics Museum if you're a comics lover.
You know what? At some point, the computer will be able to spritz in your face the smell of the cheap...
The old newsprint.
It's the best site for downloading free public domain.
All books have a distinctive
odor. We brought you kids out here to see the farm and the animals, and all you do is sit up in that room reading those comics.
Get a
all files here
whiff.
Have been researched by our staff.
Yes, Father, there's a choice here.
To make sure they are copyright free and in the public domain. To start downloading, just register an account and enjoy these great comic books.
Books, Mom.
Yes,
it says
these are books.
Books.
Yeah. Tell your mother these
they,
are books.
They are
they
books, and you
books.
Read them.
Well, they have to be read,
books.
Don't they? I mean, they are books, or they're at least.
You can
of course,
see, like, Ace Comics, and they're Baffling Mysteries.
Place with the helpful hardware man.
Baffling Mysteries. What an awesome.
Yeah, Baffling Mysteries.
Title. They also do comics. That is part of their
business.
Not remotely baffling. It's still a mystery somehow. Yeah, I'd like to see how that works. Anyway,
all the Charlton
right
comics
the
are
comic
out
books.
There.
I believe where that was pronounced.
Charlton.
That was pronounced Carlton, I think.
Right,
and they were terrible. They were even worse than
well, they were bad, but they had a fascination.
And they loved him.
Ditko drew those monster comics. I wouldn't say those were bad.
Steve Ditko's Gorgo comics.
He drew Gorgo and Reptilicus.
Who had Kona, Monarch of Monster Isle?
Well, that's a different one entirely. It was not Carlton.
Do you remember Kona, Monarch of Monster Isle?
Yeah, I do.
Who would forget insane
Kona? Monarch of Monster Isle. Yes, indeed. That's right. He was incredible. He was a big, muscle-bound caveman with blonde hair, sort of like Marvel's Kazar. In fact, suspiciously like Marvel's Kazar, since he preceded Kazar, and, like Kazar, lived in a lost land, in this case, subterranean beneath the Arctic. But his dinosaur-filled realm, which he ruled by sagacity and physical dexterity, was often threatened by strange menaces, including invasions of giant insects who fought with the dinosaurs, and then giant sharks who fought with the giant insects and the dinosaurs, piling on impossibility upon impossibility, like Pelion on Ossa. And the problem with such creating is, as H.G. Wells and other careful writers knew, that when you introduce a fantastic element, everything else must be absolutely prosaic and believable. And that is what sells the fantastic element. But if you keep throwing in giant sharks and giant bugs and so forth, fighting the dinosaurs and so on, you won't have a very durable story. And yet, am I not discussing it 50 years after the fact? And it has to be said that I'm sure kids enjoyed this monster free-for-all. Were they the target audience? Many people like reading comic books. Now, if you wanted to see Europeans confronting dinosaurs, there was always the story of Turok, son of stone, and his young companion Andar in the lost land of prehistoric creatures. And brutish cavemen who refused to be convinced of the superior lore of Turok, Amanda an Indian, and Andar. The Native Americans themselves like these comics and endorse them. The Native Americans in them, Turok and Andar, are not chumps, but more advanced than the others around them and able to solve problems. And their only problem is that they always somehow fail to get out of the lost land, which is easy to get into but hard to get out of. I have all 9 volumes of Turok, Son of Stone, compiled in a wonderful edition from Dark Horse. I believe it's from Dark Horse. But the problem is there's a 10th volume, and you can't get it. It costs $700. Oh, if I could only get the 10th volume of the collected Turok, Son of Stone comic books, then I could add it to my pile of objects which threaten to fall and crush me, and which there probably won't be room for in the tomb, for there probably won't even be a tomb. But let's cross that particular bridge when it, when it comes to it.
Modern.
desperation in that thing. So they just kept piling on the impossibilities. So
yeah. Impossible. You know,
wow. I'm sure I read bugs, that because I remember that stupid...
The underground, undersea world of giant dinosaurs where the muscle-bound blonde muscle man Kona lives is invaded by giant sharks and giant insects. And
yes,
suddenly everything's giant.
This,
everything's totally out of the...
Everything's
you know, the
giant.
Sharks are eating the dinosaurs, eating the insects.
Everything's eating everything else.
They're trying to deal with it all.
Subgenius world.
This is a real crisis.
Probably at the bottom of that lake where you guys have your secret so-called X-Day meeting.
Now, let's not talk about where that
meeting
takes
place. Kona was a Dell title.
Dell, huh?
Right.
Interesting.
Primitive weapons are the only hope. Can Kona defeat the monster cat?
Page 13.
Monster cat?
Kona was a Dell
dinosaur. I'm sure he can defeat a monster cat. Although
maybe that line went under
faster than that.
The character was created during a period of transition for Dell Comics. Up until 1962, Dell had been the official comic book publisher for Western Publishing, the licensor for Walt Disney, Hanna-Barbera, and Warner Brothers, among others. This relationship ended when Western made the decision to start its own comic book publishing company, Gold Key Comics.
But Dell was still doing comic book versions of Warner Brothers runs, considering the fact that they were considered the inferior comic book company. And they had the Space Family Robinson, which later was sort of lost in space, but this was the where it first appeared as a comic, you know, like the Swiss Family Robinson, only there in space. They had... Mighty Samson.
Well, the Swiss Family Robinson was marooned,
New York,
as were the
destroyed by nuclear holocaust, but he's living there with the horrible mutant animals. Or the opposite of that, where you go into the future, Magnus Robot Fighter.
It's an alternate future.
Robots barehanded and somehow
not the same future as
squee when they died. Remember that squee?
Mighty Samson.
Right, right. But so what about but
Dr. Solar, man
before
of the
you get
atom,
too far off of Kona,
greenish
let's
glowing scientist who can hover in a lab coat.
The monarch of Monster Isle, who ran only 21 issues.
He's kind of like Marvel imitated him with Kazar.
Kazar, that's right.
But,
and the script is
Kazar
by Don Siegel.
Kazar Stadium.
There are some great fans of Kona.
Have a cigar.
Monster Isle, including
Ivan Stay.
He likes it more than I did.
Well, don't forget, think about this. Kona saves the lives of Dr. Henry Dodd, his daughter Mary, and his grandchildren.
Oh, yes, his alluring daughter Mary.
You know, she's going to be in there. In shorts,
on the
in revealing
why would
midriff bearing. She's got a pith helmet on, though.
Kona becomes their protector and saves them from many huge animals.
And her blouse is showing an unusual
decolletage, which is obviously a pale cover for the name Dobbs.
Yes, he was
it's
similar.
It's obvious a character. It's so obvious.
He had a pith helmet.
So obvious. Yeah, Dr. Dodd and his family eventually escaped from the island, but later returned
Bob
to Kona after
once
this.
You've been there, you have to come back.
Kona travels the world with them as their protector.
Kona leaves
the
monster.
Now there are no more dinosaurs and monsters. They're in Duluth, Minnesota.
They're staying in cheap motels.
The Duluth perambulator.
Oh,
and that berg is bleak.
In Duluth. That's not as good as fighting a
he's punching gangsters, but he'd rather be back with dinosaurs, you know, in his own underground realm.
The giant muscle-bound guy can't deal with a legless maniac by the lake.
Yeah, he had extra arms.
Well, how do you deal with
legless, but he had four arms.
Well, you see,
forearmed is forewarned.
Yes. Well, I guess he did have an advantage.
That was
then,
a,
but
that
nonetheless,
was, you know, Kona could have taken him on if he really wanted to bad enough.
It's just funny how
all these
muscle-bound
swaggering muscle men
stupid, and that's an ancient tradition going back to Hercules.
That's brute.
Hercules was no mental giant,
but dumb and was super strong. Well, the same with Kona, monarch of Monster Isle, Kazar.
He's really dumb. I thought he was more with it.
About Steve Reeves' depiction of Hercules,
Tarzan,
because he was had a little bit of intelligence, you know, just a slight bit more.
He wasn't that dumb, but he
was still a dumb.
He made mistakes.
British.
He was not an intellectual giant.
Alcestis died, and Admetus found out Hercules is there. He said, "Oh, I guess I have to invite him in, even though my wife is just dead." But
you know, just entertain him. I don't have to do anything. And so he gets really drunk, and he's making embarrassing remarks and cracks. Well, it's so quiet around here, it's like somebody died. Don't you understand? Our master's wife died. Is my face red? Is my countenance crimson? So he goes down to hell, tears open the doors, you know, kicks Cerberus out of the way, drags Alcestis back to the land of the living with his super strength. Here, I'm sorry I made everybody unhappy. Now she's back, okay? Now it's
is this okay now? Is everything all right? You forgive me now?
Well, he offended the whole Olympic gods by doing this. He had his enemies. He was the son of Zeus. You couldn't do too much to him. But he was big, strong, and kind of dumb, but very good-hearted and valiant. But then, of course, with his special skill set, it's not that hard to be valiant.
I'm so great, I didn't have the nuclear football. See? Whoops. Well,
The forward lateral. Well, it's just another day at the circus. And all these subgenius shows are a continuity, you know. It takes precise expertise, expert scientific assistance, to tell one of these shows from the other. In the show library, in the Showa dynasty of Japan.
Surely you're going to need matches if you're buying cigarettes, right?
And just general, what if you were walking down a street in New York and suddenly there was nobody and it was cold and you had to survive? You would have to start a fire.
You might even just
start a whole new civilization, but the matches would get you there.
For our matchless
friends. Matches would get you there.
Hey, buddy, you got a match?
Yeah.
The start of a whole new civilization.
My ass in your face.
From the seven matches. But also, I liked it because of the weird draw of this. Remember the pirate guy?
Can you draw the pirate? Or can you draw Winky, who is, a deer or something like that? It's not like Dondi, although you could draw him, too. The adorable post-World War II waif. Had a movie, had a comic strip.
It's just insane. The whole thing is so nuts. Okay, I've gone on two separate rants on Save Me, Doug. You know, there's going to be people upset. Of course, no one's listening, but there's going to be people upset. So, you know, change the subject or something. Or respond. I tell you what, why don't you argue against me? Listen to this, folks. Is he, like, arguing against me as host and leader of the show?
Not how you think
it can
you
be.
Yeah.
You know, just a conversation.
That's how you'd like to feel.
That's not Doug, by the way. That's what just our friend. Kind
of that was Dr. Peter Goldie.
I don't know, pal. I don't know. I'm
consider
frightened.
This like what show does to
I'm
real
scared
people.
To know. I'm scared to even, other than drive them away, nothing.
Don't be scared.
Some of them listen. A few of them chat, but we suspect those may be, you know, just people that want us to feel better rather than
the
people that are actually
the
listening.
The doom of chat room.
But, let's see. Do I have any other rants?
Sure.
Sure. Do those. Well, the celebritocracy. How about the country being run by celebrities? How about the internet and the Twitterverse and the Facebookverse being run by celebrities who want to get into politics, like
Twitterverse.
Reagan, like Schwarzenegger, like
slowly I turn,
you know, and like
step by step,
what's his name,
inch
Trump,
by inch.
And yet, I don't know, celebrities. You wish to not be anywhere near this important in life. It's pathetic. All they do, you know what actors do, folks? What actors do is they show up, first of all. That's the most important thing. And then they do, they open doors, walk down hallways, look to the left, look to the right, look down, eat a meal.
Look down, turn around, make a bail of day run.
There's a teensy little bit of talent that you have to cram into about 5 minutes of your role. Like, you know, even the biggest roles are like 15. Nicholson and Batman probably did 15 minutes of on screen. Not that. And I'm not putting down Nicholson, but he's the greatest of all. But
he's getting down, he's sitting down.
For most actors, it's easy.
It's so easy to fall in love.
Let's hear from all you wonderful artists out there, actors.
No one is chatting. I know. What is Pepe's point?
They're intimidated. They're just backed up against the corners of their room.
No, baby,
even the great VJ Pussycat is just terrified. She's shaking. Goose pimples. But this is, as Hal would say, we give it to you straight, folks.
That's right.
This is the hard-hitting copy that you expect from that show. Doug, do you have anything to add, Doug?
Oh, no. This is my show. There's nothing at all.
You know, aren't you going to complain about anything? You think everything's fine? Yep. Okay. Everything's just Jim Dandy.
With KPFA's puzzling evidence.
Now a cult classic.
What can I do to help the drugs?
Will show turn you on?
No, Phineas, you shouldn't call in if you have to whisper. Nobody
Phineas,
can be a show whisperer.
I think we need to draw the line somewhere. Are you sure you've got Phineas on this device?
Yeah. As Philo pointed out once, we use this device for a communications device. It's like a phaser, but it's the size of a building. That'd be great.
Set building to stun.
Yeah, it takes about 8 hours. So hold on, monsters. Just wait.
But there can be a phaser.
Like the monolith monsters.
Oh, okay, we'll just blow it up then, sir.
Well, it's
phasers for sale and rent. Oh, look, these are the previews of coming attractions.
So, wait, we've been waiting for the feature presentation?
Yeah, this is the feature presentation, getting popcorn. Is there a microwave here?
Because I'll start bringing imagination as a director.
We need to grind popcorn.
Oh, wait, I'm the director? Or my imagination is the director?
No, you, your imagination.
It's just your imagination.
Starts with a
which is better
twist,
than actually seeing the tape.
Layers of paper.
Oh, I get it.
That's what he watches the videos and then relates
to. That's a really hot video.
World's problem.
Oh no!
Idea. Tao Bao, I went to
the kitchen. I bought all right, we can fix this. Everybody, just simmer down.
All right, you can go back. Or yes, start. Cut.
How the fuck got started? How one can.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.
Beneath the trees where nobody sees, they scratch and fuss and hunt for fleas.
Thank you. teddy bear who's been good is sure of a treat today. There's lots of marvelous things to eat and wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees where nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please. That's the way the teddy bears have their picnic. Picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them, catch them unawares, and see them picnic on their holiday. See them gaily gad about. They love to play and shout, they never have any cares. At 6 o'clock their mummies and daddies will take them home to bed, 'cause they're tired little teddy bears. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better not go alone. It's lovely down in the woods today, but safer to stay at home. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
So sad, so fresh, the shows that are no more.
Hearing music in my headphones.
Musical reservoir.
Okay. After my, pictures.
After your
pictures
in the paper, sweetheart, you'll be famous.
Well,
take it from me.
The evening itself has
just
hardly been...
do what I suggest here.
Worth the price of my now withered hope. Thank you. Okay.
That's not so withered.
Photos would nevertheless reveal the perfection I had...
yes, the...
1994 was clearly a year of change.
Got any spare change?
How many hours a day do you watch TV?
About one.
One? Why?
Of course I do. Because it's not much. Okay.
It's not much to look at, huh?
Yeah.
How many hours a day would you say you watch TV?
12.
You watch TV 12 hours a day?
No, I like TV.
Weekdays, about 3. Like yesterday, Sunday, 12, 14.
12, 14 hours on a weekend day?
Yes, that's what I did. Yesterday was 14.
Really? How many hours a day would you say you watch TV?
About 5, 6. You know, almost the whole night, really.
Yeah, you like it a lot?
Yeah, there's nothing else to do, just watch TV. You know?
I'm an internet service provider here in Dallas, Texas.
Giant digital rock for the hard of seeing, with huge, flaring, flashing eyes.
What time is it?
Ever, the incipient onrush.
What time is it, caller?
The never, never.
It's not howdy duty time.
It's not howdy duty time.
No, it's not. It's not howdy duty time. Never ask what time it is. Do you really want to know? p.m. Yes, I think this is fairly accurate. Good clockwork here. Harder to get it serviced these days.
You're the best friends anybody ever had.
Gosh, really?
But I feel like I've known you all the time.
Sweet,
a quarter to midnight to the new day, Saturday. Not yet here, but coming quickly.
12 hours a day for watch TV, and you sleep about 8 hours a day. I don't need much time to do anything else.
Yeah, my mother said I'm a TV addict.
Fuck them if they can't take a joke. Try it and see. Go ahead, kid. What's the matter? Scared? Afraid your mom will find out? Anyway, we'll be hearing the first live hour of Slack from 24X Day on Friday, July 2nd. I'm not going to play the first 26 minutes of Dr. Hal and me talking because it was recorded only on my phone and my location.
If you've seen psychiatrists and you are still a mixed up.
All these years I've been studying.
What's crazy about it?
I guess we must have to let somebody around the country talk right now.
Dan Priest.
5, 4.
Ladies and gentlemen, President of the United States.
You're on camera, Mr. President.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, my fellow Americans.
My fellow Americans.
My fellow Americans.
My fellow Americans.
This time, in print.
It's hard to say yes to show.
And have a series of Just Say Yes clubs for
yes.
The show.
Oh, yes. I'm the great.
Mrs. Reagan, what do I do?
I just say yes, club.
Could you close the closet door?
A perverted peeper peeking in through the closet door. A scoptophiliac. Well, we'll make short work of that interloper. This radio station is... what happened there? It is secure, I was going to say. Uh-oh, I know what happened. Hold on.
Close your eyes and count to 5.
Hold on.
Sometimes it works for me.
What?
In fact, something like this happens every time.
3.
If I can just...
What happens when you get to 6? 6.
It happens every spring.
Disconnect.
In the closet.
And if, you know,
when
if
full-grown lambs loud bleat from hilly bourn.
The puzzling evidence show.
On that old puzzling evidence show.
Excuse me, described for.
It's
the morning show.
Your transmission is being interfered with.
The transmission's gone bad. It wouldn't surprise me.
Your phone calls
and I don't even have a car.
And the police interfere with your transmission instead of. We're interrupting your internet to steal your phone records. We're interrupting your everything. But
that should have been foreseen from the very beginning.
Typing. Just everything else.
The permeability, the infinite hackability.
Yes, this is the new U.S.
You can pretend things are different. Oh, dear. Well, I said the wrong thing. We're getting some calls here. It looks, according to the screen, some angry people are...
Unanticipated contact with an unknown...
Oh my.
It's all in the reflexes.
If you know your party's extension.
Oh, come on, I'm hearing that music again.
And the fires were catching.
What are
you
doing? Commentary. I want it to go national. Even to the people you hate.
Oh yes, I'm the great pretender. Pretend that I'm doing well. Oh, just a moment, please. You on the piano? What are you doing?
Well, man, I just play little ooba-ba-doo, like ooba-ba-ba, ooba-ba-ba. See, I think it's a mistake on my part. I got the same chord over and over, like a clink, 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 clink.
That's
clink.
Right! That's right!
You want me to play the same thing all through the song?
You catch on fast!
Wow.
My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Man, you scared me. Don't do that.
Oh, yes. I'm the great pretender. A drift in a world of my own. Watch it. That's better. I'll play the game. And you'd better play it too. Or we're getting a new piano man.
That's all right with me.
What my heart can't conceal. Oh, yes, I am the great pretender. Just laughing and gay like a clown.
My hand is falling off, man.
I seem to be what I'm not, you see. I'm wearing my heart like a crown.
Wow, what a drag.
Pretending that you're still around. But just a moment! Just a moment, please!
I thought you were through, man.
No, no!
I don't want to play that lick no more, man. I come from a different school, like Shearing, Eric Garner style. Dig, man.
That's not going to sell the records!
Oh, man, don't bug me. I don't want to play that cling, cling, cling jazz.
You play that cling, cling, cling jazz, or you won't get paid tonight! Well, all right, to reel is this feeling of make-believe. To reel when I feel what my heart can't conceal. Oh, yes, I'm great. You see how lovely that turned out now? That's the darling part. Appreciate it. And gay like a clown. I seem, slow down. I seem retard.
Don't stop me now, man. I got to where I like it.
Stop it. Stop it, I say. I'm getting out of here. He ruined the ending. One of the loveliest parts in the whole. Peace.
The whole piece.
She hooked you off because she hooked you off the stage.
Fella. Yes, and no, Ed hooked me off. I figured out that the number of her steps, approximately 2.5 feet each, coming out of the back door of the building, if I dropped a very heavy stone from my height at the fifth floor.
No, Peppy, you'd be hooked off the porch before you even got there. Get the hook. I'm going to hook him off the radio. I'm going to hook this guy off the radio.
The stone would hit her head at exactly the right moment if I led her properly. That's the question. How do you lead somebody from 5 floors up at 32 feet per second per second?
I hated her.
It's so evil. Every time you went through the lobby,
listen,
she always had to make the same joke.
Yes.
The same joke every day, and that joke
was, the rent?
When are you going to pay the rent?
Where's the rent? Every day. If I go out three times, she says it's three times. I like not this pain.
After day, year after year, 12 years, she's been making the same joke.
Is she still there?
She died last week.
Hello. Still there.
Yeah, is there a ghost or something?
Squirting from
the Wicked Witch is dead.
Ghost?
They left an incredible note
beautiful.
On the elevator.
On YouTube, you can see Michael Pepe dancing on her grave.
Oh.
To the grave.
Somebody just walked on my grave.
Hazelnut toast?
And I put graffiti on it. I put a nasty
graffiti
thing on it.
Graffiti?
Graffiti?
On the note of the fetus. You know, that how difficult it was. And, of course, I received a nasty...
So
clean up every graffiti.
What you're saying is you were invited to the funeral but didn't go.
We put the fun in funeral.
Let's all go. It'll be a cacophony event.
I'm going to channel her right now. I'm going to channel that woman right now.
What a nightmare. Where's the rent?
Experimenting nightmare.
Hey, the rent!
Hey, the rent!
Hey, the rent!
What's the...